episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast, the podcast dedicated to seeing you break barriers, overcome limitations to create the life of your dreams. This is episode 33, guys, and once again, I'm so thankful that you will take out time out of your busy schedule to spend a few minutes with me. And this episode is a solo episode, so it's going to be short and sweet. And yes, I know I'm right before you guys fine-tuning the Girl Unlimited tagline, because the truth is, the more I journey down this path, the more clarity I get, which incidentally is confirmation of the saying that clarity doesn't come from thinking, but from movement. That for me is a huge lesson, because I'm usually the person who likes to have crystal clarity before getting into anything. And I can't even begin to tell you how many things or how many times I have been held back from starting a thing. Obviously, Girl Unlimited is proof that I have obviously learned a lot along the way. So in this short and sweet episode, I'm talking all things Girl Unlimited. What it is, why it is, and who it is for. I decided to record this episode for two reasons. First off, first reason is me, obviously. I spent a lot of time last week doing a lot of journaling, which I highly recommend you do when you are in the process of building anything, building something. It was important for me to do this journaling because I needed to solidify my deep-seated why for doing what I do with Girl Unlimited. And this episode pretty much shares the bulk of what I journaled on that day. The second reason I'm recording this episode is for you, so you know without a shadow of doubt what Girl Unlimited is about and whether it is a platform you will benefit from. If not, what's the point of listening, right? Well, my name is Tiari, and you are listening to the Girl Unlimited podcast. So if you told me like 6 or 7 years ago that I will be building a platform or hosting a podcast for women, I would have laughed in your face. Because, yeah, first off, I am a woman. That's no news. But I wasn't exactly a women's advocate or spokesperson. Heck, I didn't even want to speak, right? Back then, all I wanted to do was sing. It's what filled my sleeping and waking thoughts, and there was hardly any room for anything else. Now, for someone who wanted to live off her music, I knew I couldn't treat it as just another creative outlet. I knew I needed to treat it like a business, and in my case, an online business. What no one tells you about starting a business of any kind, whether that is brick and mortar or online business, is just how much you come face to face with yourself. Well, when I mean yourself, I'm talking specifically your demons. It is a real detector of those parts of your character that need refining, because building a business, especially one that you hope will stand the test of time, requires body, soul, and spirit commitment, I tell you, especially in the early days. In my opinion, anyone crazy enough to want to start a business has to get good at fighting and overcoming giants. And one of my giants, of course, was my deeply, deeply layered limiting beliefs, which kind of went hand in hand with this low-grade self-esteem issue I'd had all my life. I mean, I knew I had struggles. Who doesn't, right? What I wasn't aware of was just how deep they ran, to the point where it was hampering my progress because I was bouncing between being stuck and procrastinating. Look, in my opinion, right, a little fear or a little lack of confidence is okay. It kind of keeps you on your toes and provides juice for your joints. When you need to be concerned is when the fear has taken such a hold, or the lack of confidence has taken such a hold, that it is literally acting like chains holding you down, or it is keeping you going round and round in circles, pretty much being busy doing nothing. Well, for me, it was recognizing all these that led me to therapy for the very first time. And boy, what a game changer that was. Anyhow, a little over 4 years ago, I started thinking of whether there were women just like me out there, you know, ambitious, passionate dreamers, held back by their own mindsets or held back by their own limiting beliefs. And believe it or not, and I know this sounds so cheesy, but I really started loving these women even before meeting any of them or having in my mind a face to go with that persona, or as they usually say it in the business world, an avatar. And I think it was because I could empathize. I started thinking and praying for these women, especially when I thought of how lonely they must be. I mean, I was lonely, so I totally got it. I was in this place where I felt no one really understood me or really got what was going on in my head. And the more I thought about it, the more I wondered if there was a way I could help. Because by this time, I had found tools that I use even till this day to fight the giants of limiting beliefs. Because as you probably know, as you keep advancing, more sophisticated ones appear. And as you can probably imagine, the giant I had to face when the Girl Unlimited idea first popped in my head was, who was I to be thinking of starting something that appeared to me as too noble? I don't even know what that means. I actually still remember laughing out loud the first time the thoughts came to me, the thoughts of starting Girl Unlimited came to me. But I knew that the idea came to me because I, not anyone else, but I was the one to start it. And it pretty much wouldn't leave my mind anyway, no matter how much I tried to ignore it. Fun fact for you guys. Did you know that the Girl Unlimited brand colors I use right now came to me in a dream? And the weirdest thing is, I am not one of those that dreams of stuff like that normally, just in case you were wondering. And though it took 4 years to start the journey, I am convinced that it started exactly when it was supposed to start. And I see it as growing into this oasis of resource and support for the girl dreamers whose limiting beliefs are holding them back from maximizing the unlimited potential that they carry. In other words, you are in the right place if you're a dreamer with ideas and a passion to birth those ideas, but you are allowing you get in your way. And as long as you're willing to be kept accountable, I believe without a shadow of doubt that you will find Girl Unlimited the perfect fit for you. And in that vein, I wanted to extend an invitation to you. If you have all these wild dreams you want to accomplish but feel held back by low self-esteem and limiting beliefs, I'd like to help you work through those limiting beliefs in order to replace them with empowering beliefs, while at the same time brainstorming one idea you will like to work with during our time together. Because in my opinion, there's no point overthinking and overanalyzing your issues while you're not taking any action. I think both should be done side by side. And while we're on the topic of ideas, it has to be an idea that I will personally keep you accountable to taking action on. There are no quick fixes, though. Overcoming your limiting beliefs in order to create a life of your dreams is a process. And it will take putting in work over and over again in varying degrees of intensity, just depending on where you are at that point in time. Remember, we are talking about uprooting a belief system that has been in place probably all your conscious life. So expect it to be a long, windy road at the very least. I mean, it could be a lot better, but expect it to be a process and a journey. Which is why seeking help could be the game changer you need to have true success overcoming those limiting beliefs. So if you would like to see if we're a good fit, just email me at girlunlimited1@gmail.com. That is girlunlimited, all one word, and then the number one altogether at gmail.com. And oh, I was just thinking we should have a subject line just so I know what the email is. Maybe just put in work with me with a question mark. So work with me with a question mark. That just came to my mind right now. But yeah, put that in the subject field so I know it is in response to this message that I sent out. And that's all I have for you today. I hope I've been able to explain a little better what the Girl Unlimited movement is about, because I do see it as a movement. You, my friend, are a total rock legend for listening to this episode to the end. I hope you found value in it. And if you did, would you do me a quick favor? Would you rate and review this podcast on the platform you're listening? And if the platform you're listening doesn't have the facility to rate and review, then please share the episode with your friends and your loved ones. It would go such a long way in helping spread the word of this podcast. And until next time, remember, you're a unique, remarkably created person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
That nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything, but I rise, rise. Yes, you might have given up on me, 'cause you couldn't see